to me and to our team, I know that excellent customer service right now is the ongoing consistent communication with our clients. Like, we understand that people, you know, have been affected by the government directives of having to stay home, and just being available to be there to be able to listen to people and assist them is key to ensuring our ongoing relationships.
You're listening to Elevate, the official podcast of Elite Agent for Real Estate Industry, sales professionals, property managers, and leaders. We bring you the best minds in business and real estate to help you list more, sell more, and elevate your results. To download your written action guide from this podcast containing extra tips, links, and shortcuts, visit EliteAgentElevate.com. Now, here is your host, Samantha McLean.
Welcome to another episode of the Elevate podcast, where we delve into some of the most interesting minds in business and in real estate for the very best tips and strategies for you to implement to elevate your business. I'm Samantha McLean, editor of Elite Agent and host of this week's show. Joining me today is a core part of the team who were crowned the winner of the 2019 Area Award for Game Changer of the Year. Welcome to the show, Simone Ferns.
Thank you very much. It's wonderful to be here and wonderful to take part.
It's a while since we've caught up, and thanks for being with us today. Are you staying safe down there in Melbourne?
Certainly am. Staying indoors, working from home, and I've mastered a new skill of online shopping.
I'd already mastered that one. I was already a black belt in that. How have you been coping with the last sort of few months in lockdown? It's been pretty tough down there, yeah?
It has been, but I guess following the directions that given it to you by the government, you know, stay indoors, wear a mask, online shop when you can. It's hard not seeing family, but again, they're always a phone call away, a text message. So just basically keeping in contact, trying to keep a routine. It's interesting working from home. You get up, your computer's there, you've always got your office at home. So it's trying to find that balance of actually getting up and walking away from your desk for a bit. But it's been interesting.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. It's been one of those years, and we'll get to that in a little bit. But it is good to see you again, because we did a feature on you a couple of years ago when Network Pacific won the Area Award for Excellence in Customer Service. And then you guys backed it up again last year. So it's been a big 2 years for Network Pacific. What did those wins mean to you guys?
Winning those awards has been absolutely phenomenal. We're extremely proud of the wins, and it just goes to show what a great team we are.
And I saw you briefly at the Areas last year. How did you and the team celebrate on the night?
Spending the night dancing in front of the band, and the very next day we had a bit of an in-office celebration with some champagne and some cake, but it was a pretty good night. I think we were all just absolutely overjoyed with winning the award, so it made the night epic.
Yeah, it was a good night. I remember there was dessert on the dance floor, and I thought it was the best idea ever.
Absolutely, and the cocktails as well.
Don't keep anyone at the tables for dessert. Let's get them dancing and then hand the dessert around there.
Absolutely, it was great. It was a really, really good night.
Yeah. So your Game Changer of the Year submission was around this tool called Sally, who is your game changer. So can you tell us who Sally is and what she does?
Okay, so Sally is a unique app owned and developed by Network Pacific. The app was custom designed using input from Strata, real estate, and our maintenance teams to achieve the best features and results. So to our knowledge, Sally is the first of its kind in the world and has potential for a multitude of future developments and integrating emerging technological advances.
Yeah, wow. So she nurtures relationships with tenants a bit like a human speaking face-to-face would, like we are now.
Yes. Sally provides all the benefits of an on-site concierge service at a fraction of the cost and solves many of the challenges of medium and high-density living, including controlling building and car park access for couriers and tradespersons and visitors, like an on-site live touchscreen kiosks that interact directly with the central control room, which is basically at our head office. So the Bluetooth remote activated door locks and car park number plate recognition. We have things such as monitoring and directing deliveries, including to cool rooms for food deliveries. There's around-the-clock security monitoring from a central control room using CCTV cameras, and we're coordinating move-in and move-outs. You can book centralized facilities. So if you'd like to use the gym, or if there's any restrictions on accessing swimming pools, people can make maintenance requests and report matters directly via the app. Sally's also our central repository for all building information and documentation. So everything's at your fingertips using your mobile phone. And one of the other things is managing Airbnb guests and short stay rentals via an online booking system. We know when people are booking in, we can see who they are by putting in their details. And if they've got any issues on site, they can walk up to the kiosk that's in there, ask the questions and have them answered by a real person to assist. So therefore, no one's waiting around wondering what to do. They've got someone there who can interact with them and talk to them. She does other things like monitoring essential services like our elevators and hot water systems. So if the hot water goes out, an alert gets sent to us and we can action it. Also, we can notify all occupants of an issue with services that arise in the building and coordinate the prompt repair so everyone's kept in the loop.
It's like she's like a super duper duper property slash strata manager that just does everything. Like I'm picturing like the concierge at Westfield just with she's everywhere.
Yes, she definitely is everywhere and she's easy to access. By a touch of a button, you can log whatever you need to, you know, you can report your issue and you can have a response in real time, which has definitely cut down on the phone calls and the emails. It's basically an instant response to our clients, which I know they've found super beneficial.
Yeah, amazing. So what do tenants like most about Sally?
The fact that if something happens in the building, for example, if a roller door to a garage car park is broken, they can pick up their phone, take a photo of it and hit send, and instantly they can have a response from Sally saying, thank you, we've received your maintenance request. A repair technician has been organised and sent to site. So it's all works through our automated system. We have people monitoring the app on a daily basis, an hourly basis. She's always up on the screens and basically everything just moves through with a smooth transition.
Well, that's amazing. For landlords, what's their favourite thing about it?
If you have a landlord in your building and you've rented out your apartment to a tenant, even though they may not be on site, they still know what's happening with their building. They still know someone is there looking after their interests. And if something gets reported, because our landlords are the lot owners who attend our AGMs, they've got all that information there. It's like a recording for them of what's happened in their building. And they're always kept up to date. So it's beneficial because landlords and managing agents, as well as tenants, are updated in real time.
That's amazing. And so she was launched about a year ago. What has the demand for this technology been like? What does she look like, by the way? Does she actually have a face and a...
I'm not sure if she has a face. She...
Definitely a she too,
she's
right?
She's definitely a she. If I had to picture Sally, I'd say she looks like just one of us, just one of our regular strata managers sitting there at a desk doing what she has to do. But since being launched, she has been very well received in the market. She's been installed in over 50 buildings that we manage, and it enhances our property management businesses. She's been established across my entire portfolio, and my clients are constantly providing positive feedback about the benefits, about, you know, being able to instantly communicate and receive real-time responses in respect to the day-to-day issues that arise.
I'm guessing that she really became completely indispensable during lockdown.
Absolutely, without a doubt. So Sally assists with increasing safety and security. She's assisted to keep residents safe during COVID by promptly communicating the government regulations and up-to-date information. Given the disruption caused by the pandemic, Sally has helped solve many of the challenges that has arisen. She can monitor any building anywhere in the world through remote connection by allowing our buildings to continue to be managed and maintained and protected seamlessly. Continuing business as usual, that's a big part during COVID, and residents can log maintenance jobs and Sally can communicate instantaneously with the residents and the owners. She's installed on all of our laptops, so we've got the software on all of our laptops, allowing us to work from home whilst continuing to perform all property management functions without the disruption to the clients. So, she's been amazing.
So when all of this craziness first started earlier in the year, there probably wasn't a lot of change for you guys because it was all there already.
Yes, so we basically kept it as business as usual, and it was a simple transition to take our equipment, set it up in our house, which our bosses assisted us with all of that, you know, getting our computer equipment to us. But everything's been continue as normal. So as I'd say, even if I was out and about doing your weekly shop, if an alert comes up, we see it and we can respond even via our mobile phone. So everything's just been a seamless transition.
Yeah, amazing. Wow. And so you just mentioned Airbnb a little while ago. How does Sally work with Airbnbs?
So managing Airbnb has been a huge challenge in the strata industry. Sally aids in solving those issues by monitoring guests' arrivals, checking ID and delivering a building induction, also building access to guests remotely via Bluetooth activation, which is alleviating, you know, common Airbnb property entry issues with key safes, including keys being stolen, people copying keys or losing keypad pins or malfunctions. You can coordinating landlord booking services such as property cleaning and laundering after they've left, tracking and enabling guest car parking via entry via remote Bluetooth activation and number plate recognition. And that has been beneficial in assisting if anything happens in the property. So mainly it's safety and security of our residents and our occupants. So if anything happens, then that information is held on file to assist if need be. So you've got the record there. So people can't just ruin the place and drive off and disappear without a trace. You've got that information there and it's all backed up. So the ID monitoring, you put in your ID into the booking system and when they arrive on site, you've got your kiosk that will check and they'll ask you to identify yourself. And if you're not there, then sorry, access is not permitted.
I mean, I hadn't thought of even half that stuff as it relates to Airbnbs, but I guess it doesn't occur to me to go and copy a key the moment someone gives me one. But
the one thing I know, they may be saying that, you know, the crime rate's gone down, but unfortunately, one of the biggest challenges that we have is people stealing keys and key safes, and resident occupancy and, you know, the safety of our clients is absolutely paramount. So you want to make sure they're safe. And this is one of the most amazing things that Sally does. Pins can be changed remotely, you know, sitting at your desk, and you can make sure that if someone comes back into the building, well, that's being changed, you know, there's a level of safety and security that's being maintained for everyone in the building. And that is one of the most important things that our clients are after, is safety and security in their homes. You want to feel safe while living at home.
Yeah, that's all anyone wants right now, is safety and security, I think. And so you guys developed the whole thing in-house?
Yes, it was a team effort. I guess my boss is, we call him Mr. Gadget, always looking for the latest technology. So yes, it was an idea that was born in one of our boardrooms and many meetings to discuss what do we want, asking the OC managers, what are the challenges you face, you know, our real estate managers, you know, what challenges do you have? And it was all put together to basically be a roadmap to create what Sally is today.
Amazing. It must have taken a lot of development time and a lot of pizzas.
I think so, yes. The meetings in the boardrooms and going back through, you know, will this work and how about that? And have you thought about this? And it was a phenomenal team effort, and that's one of the benefits of being with Network Pacific. We are an amazing team led by, you know, two amazing people, which is Stephen Briffer and Tina DiCamillo. They're wonderful. And, you know, seeing Sally come about the way she has, it's wonderful to be part of that.
Absolutely. Well, it is so innovative. So I can see why she was the game changer of the year. But let's not forget Network Pacific's award for customer service. So 2020 has been a bit of a crazy old year. What challenges, beyond perhaps what we've talked about, has COVID-19 presented to you, and how have you dealt with those, and what does excellent service look like to you right now?
COVID-19 has definitely thrown a few curveballs our way. I think with Owners Corporation Management, the main challenge has been the restrictions on the trades being able to attend our buildings to carry out regular jobs. At this stage, contractors are only permitted on site for emergency matters such as fire services, plumbing matters and security issues. So if you get a burst pipe, that is when a plumber is allowed to attend. So if you want to just do some regular maintenance work in your apartment, it's not permitted, and it can be one of the greatest challenges is telling people, unfortunately, with the current restrictions, we can't have them on site, because if something happens or if someone contracts this disease, it's going to be detrimental for the health and safety. And as I said before, health and safety of our occupants and our residents and our clients is paramount, and that's at the forefront of our minds. So to me and to our team, I know that excellent customer service right now is the ongoing consistent communication with our clients. Like, we understand that people, you know, have been affected by the government directives of having to stay home and just being available to be there to be able to listen to people and assist them is key to ensuring our ongoing relationships.
Let's talk about you for a bit as well. How long have you been with Network Pacific now?
10 years. I constantly refer to myself as part of the furniture.
And, you know, normally we ask what a standard day looks like for someone like you, but I'm guessing right now it's quite different to what it is. So what did it look like and what does it look like now?
So what it previously looked like would be you would get up in the morning, you'd have your brekkie at home, commute to work, sitting in traffic, singing along, get to work, and then it would be check the emails and have a look, see if there's any urgent matters that have arisen, check your diary for the day. Do you have to travel anywhere for an on-site inspection? Do you have an AGM to hold? And now today it's basically get up, walk to your desk, which is, you know, for me, it's my kitchen table. And it is same thing. Check the urgent email, see if anything's come in. Check your diary. It's phenomenal these days. Everything's done by Zoom. You have your AGMs where we've seen a lot more people attending AGMs because of the convenience that a video conference provides. So rather than having to worry about being stuck in traffic, you know, if you're going to arrive at your meeting on time, you can do your virtual meeting with your clients where they can, you know, they're face to face with you, they can see you. You know, you can ask people how they're going. You get a bit of a glimpse into their world and you can run your AGM still seamlessly via Zoom. You can do your building inspections via Zoom with a contractor who's going in to do your essential services maintenance. They can walk around with their camera on FaceTime and they can show you what's going on. And with Sally, you've got your lot owners and your occupants constantly sending you photos of the building and, you know, saying, this has happened. What can we do about this? And they keep you updated as well. So everything's become virtual. I don't think I've left the house in a while. But I guess just keeping, you know, the regular things like when you've got an office, you know, you've got a shared space with all of your colleagues and, you know, you see your colleagues day to day. Now it's a phone call to, you know, see how they're going. Or one of my colleagues does after work drinks on a Friday night. So we all get a chance to catch up and see how everyone's going and just chat about what's going on in our lives rather than just be focused on work. But it's been quite interesting. But as far as the customer service and the working goes, it's still full steam ahead for us.
And you've got a legal background. I read somewhere that, you know, you really enjoy things like going to court and debt collection.
Yes.
Which is pretty unusual. But is that from your legal background?
It definitely is. My very first role with Network Pacific was the debt collection and the VCAT applications, and I was trained directly by our legal counsel. So she spent the majority of time with me training me up on matters about, you know, how to get a successful outcome in VCAT. And basically I went with that, and that was my main role, doing the debt collection for all of the owners' corporations that we manage. However, now I've grown in my role and I've progressed to owners' corporation management with a portfolio of my own. And so I definitely know that our legal counsel has trained another member of staff who I've also been helping out and watching in the background. But I can tell you that under our legal counsel's directions, he's flourished at it. So it's interesting time. So it leaves my time to work on my buildings and provide that customer service, because I know I've got a pretty good team member working with our legal team that we've got there to make sure our debt collection still continues.
You can't value enough a great team member that takes away some of the chores for you, that allows you to provide good customer service. I think that's all we all want.
Well, I know that they do an amazing job, and to have someone there that, since I know the background of it, you know, I can still be there to provide guidance and help. And when he's got questions, he can either come to me or he can go to our legal counsel. But either way, we're still very much part of that legal team, and that's still a part of the job that I really enjoy, and getting those positive outcomes for our owners' corporations. It is satisfying. So I'm a bit of a nerd like that.
Amazing, amazing. And what does the next year look like for Network Pacific?
Onwards and upwards, I say. I definitely know that we will overcome these challenges, anything that comes our way. As I said, we bond together as a team. We have weekly team meetings whereby we talk about upcoming matters and upcoming issues, how to solve them. And together we just progress to be as good as we can be. I think I said in one of my award speeches that we are the A team, and we will be ever present, and we will be there. Watch this space.
You're setting the standard very much.
I'd like to think so. I'm very, very proud of our team.
Yeah, absolutely. So for anyone listening to this that might be thinking about putting in an area's award submission as a two-time winner, what tips do you have for putting in a winning entry?
Number one, I would say if you're thinking about it, go for it. It's amazing to win an award. I can tell you it's been one of the best achievements that I've come across, that I've had the opportunity of winning. But I would say believe in yourself, know your self-worth when putting in a submission, believe in what you do. Having an amazing team behind you is also key. But if you're passionate about what you do and you love your job, as I say, you'll never work a day in your life. If you really love what you do and you believe in it, then put that forward. Let that really show in your submission, because I believe it stands out to the judges. Show who you are and show what you love about what you do.
Tell the story.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Some award submissions can be very dry, but if you tell a story about what you do and why you do it and why you love it, I guess that's probably what you're trying to say.
You come across as a human, not a robot.
Leave the roboting to Sally.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been said that in my AGMs. I'm to the point and I get there, and I've got other colleagues who I think are better at me than running their AGMs, because they make it personal and I'm just follow the regime, get it done. But no, adding your human element, it helps.
So Simone, it's been amazing talking to you today, and congratulations on your area's wins for the last couple of years. Will we see you again this year?
Oh, I'm not sure about me personally, but as part of the team, I know it's definitely been announced, but Sally has been nominated for two very prestigious awards for the Urban Developer and also for REIV 2020. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed that we can bring home a win. It would be phenomenal. But me personally, runner-up for finalist for the REB awards earlier this year, in which also Sally was a successful winner. But yeah, this time I think we're focusing on the team.
Simone Ferns, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a lovely day and stay safe.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Elevate from Elite Agent. To download your written action guide from this podcast containing extra tips, links and shortcuts, visit eliteagentelevate.com.